The following is taken from the Sichas Shabbos Parsha Shmos, Chafalav Tevis, Hey Tavshin and Beis, corresponding to the year of 1992. On the verse with which the Parsha of Shmos begins, these are the names of the children of Israel who came to Egypt. Then it lists the names Reuven, Shimon, and so on. There's a medrash that explains that the reason for their names being mentioned here as they enter into Egypt is because these names are connected to the redemption, the liberation of Israel. And this is a very puzzling medrash, the Rebbe says, because the redemption from Egypt is not even mentioned in this parsha, neither is it mentioned in the next parsha. Only in the third parsha, Parshas Bei, do we find the story of the actual redemption, the actual exodus. So then why does the Torah indicate the idea of redemption by mentioning the names of the children of Israel here in the parsha that talks about their going into exile, going into Mitzrayim? There's another medrash that explains that the names of the tribes in this parsha were mentioned here in order to tell us that the reason why the Jewish people were liberated from Egypt is because they did not change their names. They kept their names, Reuven, Shimon, and so on. But that only explains the reason why they were liberated. But the first medrash says clearly that the names are mentioned here because the names themselves express the idea of redemption. How does that relate to redemption when the names over here are mentioned in conjunction with their going into Egypt, which is exile, not redemption? Moreover, the Rebbe asks, the Medrash, when it talks about Yosef, it says that his name is connected to the future redemption, because there's a verse, a prophetic verse, that says, "Bayomahu Yosef Hashem Sheinis Yadei," that day, referring to the future redemption, God will again stretch out his hand. So it connects the name of Yosef not just to the exodus from Egypt, but to the future redemption. So we have to understand, how could we connect the names that are mentioned when they come into exile with not only the redemption from Egypt, but also with the future redemption? And the Rebbe then says, we also have to know, what is the lesson for us today? What message do we take from this whole medrash for our lives today? And the Rebbe explains that in truth, the going down into Egypt is an integral process of the redemption itself. The fact that they went down, that's an external manifestation of the events. But Pnimius, internally, what was really going on, going into Egypt, was a step in the process of not just the Geula, the redemption from Egypt, but also from the future, referring to the future redemption as well. And that's why the Medrash says that the children of Israel are here called now in this time when they're going into Egypt by the names that are associated with Geula, with redemption. And that, the Rebbe says, is our function today. That even in the time of Golos, as long as we're still in exile, we have to appreciate and reveal how it's an integral part of the true and complete redemption. Now the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was appointed to be the Nasi, to be the leader of the Sanhedrin, on that very day, he said the following, "I am like a man of 70 years old, and I did not have the ability to prevail over the sages that we should mention the exodus from Egypt even at night, until Ben Zoma came along, and he took the verse that says, in order you should remember the day that you left Egypt, all the days of your life." And he derived from that verse that the word "all" comes to include that we're supposed to mention the exodus even at night. However, the sages, the rabbis, disagreed, and they said that the word "kol," all, refers to the future. In the days of Mashiach, we will still mention the exodus from Egypt. And to use their words, "kol yimei chayecha," all the days of your life, what does that come to teach us? "Lahavi limeis haMashiach," to bring us to the days of Mashiach, which simply means that even in the days of Mashiach, we will mention the exodus from Egypt. So the question here is threefold. Number one, what's the connection of this Mishnah to the author of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Number two, what is the connection to the fact that this was the beginning of his leadership? And number three, why does it mention that he was 70 years old? What's the significance of his age, that he looked like he was 70? And the Rebbe explains as follows. This Mishnah comes to teach us the importance, the need to go out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, not just physically, but also spiritually, in the internal sense of going out of Mitzrayim, to leave all of the limits imposed by the body and to connect ourselves to God. And there are different periods in which we have to apply this lesson. Bayamim, during the day, that means even when in a time when godly light is shining and everything is clear, we have to go out of Egypt. That is not disputed. The chiddush, the novelty of Ben Zomah is that something, that this process of going out of Mitzrayim, going out of the limits of the body, has to be done at night as well, in a time when darkness prevails, the darkness of exile. Even then, we have to go out, and we're empowered to go out of the internal exile. The Chachamim, the sages, they say something even more novel, something even more phenomenal, that even in the days of Mashiach, when we will have the complete redemption, we will then also mention the exodus from Egypt, despite the fact that it was only a partial exodus, because the exodus from Egypt opened up the gates for all future redemptions, including the complete redemption. In addition to that, there's an advantage to the exodus from Egypt, because then we had the advantage that we were suppressing the evil, as opposed to the future redemption where the evil will be totally transformed. So even though that's a higher level of transforming the evil, there's something to be said, and there's a quality that is possessed by someone who's able to suppress the evil. However, in the future redemption, the greater emphasis will be on the complete redemption. But we will still mention the exodus from Egypt, the Rebbe adds, in order to underscore that the complete redemption has to also permeate such situations in which we have our limits and our boundaries, as in the times of exile, and that the Geula is not a separate thing from this period. We should know that even in the time of exile, we are connected to Geula. The exodus from Egypt was an incomplete redemption. In the days of Mashiach, the redemption will be complete. So the novelty of the words of the sages is that mentioning the exodus today includes within it also the days of Mashiach. That even in the time of exile, we have to remember and introduce and lahavi to bring the days of Mashiach. So the sages connect what we do today with the future. Now we can understand why this Mishnah was said on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Nasi, the leader of the Sanhedrin. The function of a Nasi, of a leader of the Jewish people, is to connect the Jewish people's situation in which they are found right now, which is a state of exile, connecting it to a state of redemption in general, that's the exodus from Egypt, and also to the complete redemption, in particular, the days of Mashiach. That's the function of a Nasi. He has to cause, bring about the result that even in the time of exile, a Jew could elevate himself from the state of exile and to be situated in a position, in a state of redemption. And that's why when he became Nasi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah preoccupied himself with this idea of remembering the Exodus even at night, which is exile, and that you have to make sure that it leads and it's connected, lahavi, to the days of Mashiach. This also explains why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mentions that he was like 70 years old. The truth is, as the Talmud says, that he was really 18 years old, but because it would not be in the honor of the position of leadership that a young man of 18 should become leader, so miraculously overnight, he grew 18 rows of hair, of white hair in his beard, and he looked like he was 70 years old. Because the time that it would take for that to happen spiritually, which is to refine the 7 animalistic character traits, to realize a level of being able to visualize godliness, which will happen in the times of Geula, takes 70 years. 70 years, 7 emotional traits of the animal soul multiplied by 10. That's why when Elazar ben Azariah became the leader, he had to become like a man of 70 years old. That enabled him at that time, that even in a state of Golos, a state of night, you can go out of Egypt and even reach the complete redemption. And the power for all this is also hinted in his name, Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar is a composite of a few words that means he is the one who receives Azar, help, assistance from God, and to go out of Egypt. Both names, Elazar has God's name in it and the word assistance, and Ben Azariah also has God's name in it, another name of God, and the word Azar, which means assistance. So his name itself talks about the empowerment that a Jew has to go out of exile. And the Gemara relates that on that day that he was appointed to be the Nasi, they removed the guard that stood at the entrance of the house of study, at the Beis HaMedrash, because the preceding Nasi, who was deposed, Rabbi Gamliel, did not allow students who were not on par with his standards. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, whoever wants to enter can enter. Why? Rabbi Gamliel was already at a state of Yemes HaMashiach. He was in a level where there's no evil, there's no undesirable influences. He could not tolerate anything that was outside the holiest of influences, because he was in a state of Geula. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wanted that even in a state where there still is evil in the world, a Jew should be able to attain the level of the complete redemption. And the truth is, Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara says, agreed with him later on, and later on, when he was reinstated, did not stop the unlimited flow of students to enter into the yeshiva. This idea that we have to introduce, even in the times of exile, the idea of the Exodus and Mashiach, and have it permeate us, this is also hinted in and underscored in the beginning of the tractate of Brachos, the beginning of the chapter, which concludes with the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's the last Mishnah, but there's also the first Mishnah, and also the end of the Shas, also relate to this idea. The beginning of the Masechta Brachos, or the tractate Brachos, which is the beginning of the whole Shas, the whole Talmud, is Me'emasai Ker Neshma Ba'arvin. When, at what time can we start to read the evening Shema? What does this mean spiritually? That even in the time of evening, even in the time of exile, we have to read the Shema. We have to allow our souls to connect to Hashem and to escape from the limitations of the body, to go out of Mitzrayim, to go out of Egypt. That's the opening Mishnah. What is the last passage in the Talmud? It says, Kol Hashena Halachas B'chol Yom Muftach Leishu Ben Elam Haba. Whoever studies Halachas, laws, the Torah, every day, is assured that he will be a member of the future world. That means, even now, even when you're in exile, you could reach the state of Olam Haba, the future world, the world of redemption. As the Mishnah says, God gave strength to his nation, God blessed his nation with peace. That's the very end of the Mishnah. That means that even now, we could receive the power and the strength, very unique power and strength, to reach the ultimate state of peace, which will happen in the time of redemption. Now we could understand the words of the Medrash with which the talk began, that the reason why the names of the children of Israel are mentioned here as they enter into Egypt is because it's named after the Geula, the redemption of Israel, because the whole goal is that even when you enter into Golus, you should remember that we're on the way to Geula, you're on the way to redemption. And moreover, not only are you on the way to redemption, it's an integral part of the process of redemption itself. And the Rebbe says this is also connected to the Erev Shabbos, the day before the Farbrengen, was Chof Tevis, the day of the Histalkus, the yahrzeit of the Rambam. The Rambam was a rabbi in Egypt, and he was preoccupied with Torah study and mitzvahs. He was known far and wide, especially because of his great work called the Yad HaChazakah, which gathers all the laws of the Torah, including the laws of Melech HaMashiach. And he also responded to the questions that Jews had asked from all over the world, and he instilled life, a breath of life into the Jewish people. So we could see that the Rambam's life was a clear direction of an attempt to live a life of Geula, even though he was in the dark Golus of Mitzrayim. And what is the lesson for our generation, for our period? It is a very clear lesson, the Rebbe says. If when the Jews entered Egypt. At that point, they already knew that they were involved in the process of redemption of Israel. And if the function of the Jews throughout all of history was to introduce Geula, even in the state of Golus, how much more so today, after all the deadlines have passed, we already concluded the process of polishing the buttons, and we are prepared for redemption, the only thing that we have to have is that God should open our eyes, that we should see the true and complete redemption, that it's already there in existence. So the Rebbe says certainly, and without any question, that we don't have to have any separation, any interruption between the days today and the Geula, but take it from Yad Mamish, imminently, immediately, we will all merit the true and complete redemption, and even someone who's 70 years old and more will live eternal life. What is the purpose of our lives now? What is our avoda, our service now? It's to reveal that even the present situation is a state of Geula, and we do that by preparing ourselves for the Geula and preparing others for the Geula, by learning the Rambam's work, and especially the laws pertaining to Melech HaMashiach that appear at the end of his work, and to join the circle and the cycle of learning Rambam and getting other people to join. And the main thing is, the Rebbe says, V'ha'ikar, that after we already have someone who is Becheskes Mashiach, who is presumed to be Mashiach, based on the rules and the conditions the Rambam assigns for that presumption, all we need is that this should be the certainty of Mashiach, and he will take us to the true and complete redemption. Now a summary of the synopsis. There's a puzzling medrash that says that the reason why the names of the children of Israel are mentioned at the beginning of the book of Shemos, as they enter into the exile of Egypt, is because of the redemption of the Jewish people from Egypt, and even the redemption of the future. And the question is, redemption from Egypt is not even mentioned here. It's only mentioned two parshas later. The true and complete redemption, of course, happened many, many years after the events of going into Egypt. So then why would it mention the names and connect it to the Geula, to the redemption at the beginning of exile? And the Rebbe says the day that they appointed Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi, he said in the name of Ben Zoma that we have to mention the Exodus at night. And the proof of that is from the verse, in order you should remember the day that you left Egypt, all the days of your life, to include even the night. The sages say all the days of your life include Lahavi L'maisa Mashiach, including the days of Mashiach. And the Rebbe explains that what is the novelty in Ben Zoma's approach? That even in the night, that means in the time of exile that is compared to night, we have to introduce the idea of the exodus from Egypt. The sages go a step further, that we have to mention the Geula, we have to introduce the concept of redemption from Egypt, which is an incomplete redemption, even in the days of Mashiach, which will be a complete redemption. And that is in addition to the fact that in the days of Mashiach, we will mention the Exodus because it opened up the gates for all future redemptions. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah spoke about this matter the day that he became Nasi, leader, because that's the function of a leader, to introduce redemption into exile. And that's why the mention of the Jewish people, referring, of course, to Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Yaakov's sons, their names are mentioned as they enter into Egypt, because it's connected to the redemption, is to teach us that even in Golos, even when you're just entering into Golos, you have to remember that you're talking about a process that is inseparable from the true and complete redemption, especially in our day and age, in this period of history, we are so strongly, tightly connected to the true and complete redemption that there certainly is no need for any type of interruption between the situation as it is now, and we'll go straight into the true and complete redemption and to eternal life that will prevail in the days of redemption. V'ha'ikar, and the primary and the essential thing is that after we already had the status of presumed Mashiach, we should go to the status of certain Mashiach, and he will bring the complete redemption. And as the Rebbe always concludes, ha'maisehu ha'ikar, the deed is the essential thing. And what is our mission is to reveal that the state of exile in which we are situated is truly a state of redemption. And the Rebbe gave four practical lessons. Number one, we should prepare ourselves and others to the state of Yemais HaMashiach. Number two, to increase in the study of the Rambam and getting others to do the same by joining the various cycles. There's the 3 chapter a day, the 1 chapter a day, the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Number three, to increase, especially the learning of the last 2 chapters of the Rambam, which are the laws of Melech HaMashiach. Number four, to influence other Jewish people in your environment that includes men, women, and children. The highlights of this sicha, may it be the will that by virtue of the resolution on this matter, we will get the reward right away. That is the fulfillment of the words of the Rambam at the end of his work, that after we have a king who's from the house of David, who's engaged in the study of Torah, preoccupied with mitzvahs like his father David, he will influence all of Israel to go in the way of Torah, and he'll strengthen those places that have been breached, and he will wage God's wars, which at that point the Rambam says he is presumed to be Mashiach, and that should already immediately lead to the state of Mashiach Bevadeh, the certainty of Mashiach, by virtue of him, as the word, in the words of the Rambam, doing all of the above and succeeding in all of the above, building the Beis HaMikdash in its right place, and gathering all the Jews from all parts of the world. And then he will come to repair the whole world to serve God together. And from this we understand, the Rebbe said in another excerpt, that in this generation, in this time, after we finished everything, as was mentioned before, we have the Torah's firm promise that there will be the remembrance of the days of our departure from Egypt, all the days of your life, including the days of Mashiach. And in simple terms, this means that we won't need any type of interruption, God forbid, between Kol Yemei Chayecha, all the days of your life, and Yemei HaMashiach, which is what happened throughout history, that there was a person lived his life, and then the life was over, but everyone will live Kol Yemei Chayecha. Every one of us will live our lives physically, a soul in a body, eternally. And that the reason for this is because the Geula will come immediately at this moment, in this very place. Now in the work Besuras HaGeula, the announcement of redemption, which excerpts the parts of the Sicha of the talk which focus on the redemption and the announcement of redemption, the Rebbe says, we have already mentioned many times the words of my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation, that aside from the fact that already all the appointed times have passed, the Jewish people have already done tshuva, and already everything is completed, even including polishing the buttons. We only need God to open the eyes of the Jewish people so that they should see that the true and complete redemption already exists, and we are sitting already by the prepared table at the festive meal of Yasan and Shor HaBar, etc. Therefore, it's understood, in this generation and at this time, after every requirement has been accomplished, as mentioned above, one has the complete assurance in the Torah that there will certainly be the fulfillment of, you will remember the day of your exodus from the land of Egypt, all the days of your life, to bring about the days of Mashiach. There is no need for any interruption, God forbid, between all the days of your life and the days of Mashiach, which has been the situation for the Jewish people in all the generations before our generation. Rather, all the days of your life for every Jew, living physically as a soul in a body, includes, in the simple sense, also the days of Mashiach. This is without an interruption, since the redemption is actually coming imminently and immediately at this instant and in this place, even if the condition is one of night, we're coming to Egypt. Thus, the last moment of exile and the very last instant of exile become the first moment and the very first instant of redemption. And, the Rebbe says, from the days of your life at this time and in this place, without any interruption whatsoever, God forbid, even if he's already older than 70 years, etc., every Jew will go immediately, totally and completely. Reuven and Shimon descended, and then Reuven and Shimon arose, to quote the Medrash. Reuven and Shimon descended into exile, and they come out of exile, the very same people, into the continuation of all the days of your life, into the days of Mashiach and the eternal life that will then be. Practically, the Rebbe says, this means that the divine service of the Jewish people now must be to bring about the days of Mashiach. We must reveal that the situation of coming to Egypt in exile is in truth a situation of the redemption of Israel. This is achieved through his preparation of himself and others for the situation of the days of Mashiach. The above includes, particularly in conjunction with the day of passing of the Rambam, strengthening and increasing the study of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, especially the laws of Mashiach, in the last two chapters of the Laws of Kings, which conclude the Mishneh Torah. In addition to one's own study of this, of the Rambam, one should also influence other Jews around him. And the Rebbe says that includes men, women, and children, in a manner of raising many disciples, and many more will see and emulate them. And the Rebbe concludes, may it be God's will, that through the resolution itself will come imminently and immediately the reward, the actual fulfillment of the Rambam's words at the conclusion of his work, that after there already exists a king from the house of David, who's expert in the Torah and involved in mitzvahs like David his father, and he will compel all Israel to walk in the ways of Torah, strengthen its breaches, and fight the wars of God, who is the presumed Mashiach, Becheskas Mashiach, there will already be immediately the confirmed Mashiach, the certain Mashiach, Mashiach Vadai, who does all of the above and succeeds, builds the temple in its place, and gathers the dispersed of Israel. He will then improve the whole world so that it serves God in unity.